several Sudanese analysts say it is unlikely that the military in Sudan would decide to lead the transitional alone without the participation of the political parties. They say that would violate the constitutional document and the power-sharing deal signed between the civilian leadership and the military in August 2019. Haj Hamad is an analyst and a lecturer in political science at Khartoum University. He says even if the military proceeds and forms a new transitional government in without political parties, the country will not be at peace or have political stability. He says cracking down on protesters only will increase instability.
Hello, the famous saying that the best defense is to attack. I think this is the military strategy. They own 82% of the earnings and they want to continue the same old method. When the dismantling of the old regime started to dismiss the civil service, the military got worried as they don't want this to be within the army.
The military led by General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan suspended the joint military-civilian government last month and detained most civilian leaders and many political activists. Since then, the country has seen several mass protests which the military has tried to suppress. This week, Sudanese doctors and the police issued conflicting figures for the number of those killed and injured during protests on Wednesday. The Sudanese Doctors Association said at least 14 protesters were killed in Khartoum and more than 100 were wounded, with some in critical condition. But the police say only one protester died due to tear gas and around 30 others slightly wounded. Hamad says using excessive force against the citizens will only open up yet more chaos and disorder. Sudanese writer and political analyst Abdul Munem Himmit says he remains concerned and disappointed over the actions of the military leaders. Speaking via messaging application from Oman, Himmit says any military rule in Sudan will not succeed because of the bad experience the country had under President Omar al-Bashir for the past 3 decades.
The situation in Sudan is extremely disappointed. Yes, everything is going upside down, and we are now ruled or controlled by the Islamists, and it is one of the worst regime or government.
Himid says Sudanese citizens can no longer trust any partnership with the military leaders because they don't fulfill their promises.
We lost the trust. And there is no link, even any type of link, to restart or to to reform our situation, or to have a component between the, let us say, a bridge between civilian and military after the last coup.
Muhammad Abdullah, a lecturer of peace building at Bahri University, says there is no way to resolve the current political crisis other than a genuine dialogue. Abdullah says any escalation of violence in Sudan again will impact on the entire region. He says the Sudanese leaders should not allow the situation to go out of hand as in Ethiopia and Somalia. Abdullah says Sudanese leaders have wisdom. Based on the experience of conflicts in South Sudan, Darfur, South Kordofan, and Blue Nile, they are capable of engaging in a dialogue. We only appeal to the regional and international intervention to be neutral with all parties, Abdullah says. Last week, General al-Burhan appointed 13 members of the Sovereignty Council, a move many Sudanese citizens and political parties have rejected. For VOA News, I'm Michael Atit in Khartoum.